Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find our complete suite of 10 video guides on foreplay mastery and couples massage, all available as instant downloads and streaming videos, so you can immediately access the skills to become a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. As a listener of this podcast, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off any of our videos. On today's episode, we are going to be replying to a question submitted by a listener that covers an essential topic that we all need to explore for ourselves, and that is where our boundaries meet up with our lover's desires. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the question.
This comes from a listener, Tied Up Kitten. I am reading The Fantasy Method, which is one of our books, if you don't know, that is available on Amazon. I'm reading The Fantasy Method and I'm trying very hard to understand my sexuality. I am happily married and work diligently at being open-minded to my husband's sexual interests. I never shoot anything down that he wants to try without looking at it as fully as I can. There are some things, though, that really, in caps, really just turn me off. I feel terrible that I'm saying no to these things because I want him to be fulfilled and satisfied with our sex life. I don't want him to feel that he has missed out on something that could have been very powerful for him. I, on the other hand, have a very limited, I guess, fantasy playbook. So here is where we lock horns. I have a very difficult time doing something that does not turn me on. So we are always coming back to my desires and leaving his out. Am I being selfish? How can we progress and have a healthy sex life with this disagreement looming over our bed? Thank you.
Okay. So, no, you are not being selfish. And I think you're actually being really hard on yourself. The fact that you open your statement by saying that you diligently try to stay open to hearing about his desires and explore them, like, that is as much as we can ask of one another. And you are actually way ahead of the game because most people never even think about exploring fantasies and desires with their partner, let alone get to a place where they can be open-minded and hear them and think about them before saying yes or no. So you're doing great. And what we want to encourage people to do is try to get to that place of being able to listen to your partner's fantasies and desires and talk about them without immediate judgment and get to know your partner as an erotic creature. In and of itself is a really great thing. Like, that is a powerful part of your relationship, whether or not you actually ever end up doing any of those things. So I just want to take a moment and, like, congratulate you for where you're at and ask you to be less hard on yourself in this conversation.
I think it's realistic that all relationships have some kind of desires that are not going to be able to be met. That is a really normal part of a relationship because the sex life that you have is a Venn diagram. There's this intersection of your interests and their interests, and where they overlap is what you're going to be actually doing in bed. And you might both have separate interests that are not compatible. And that is just part of being a separate human. Just because we're choosing to partner with someone does not mean that we have to do everything that they want to do. That means that you have no boundaries, or could mean that. If you are feeling strongly that you are not turned on by something, there is absolutely no obligation for you to do something. It's really important not to overstep your own desires and feelings of what is comfortable for you.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a minute, this idea of boundaries, because I think it is a really essential part of having a healthy sex life is to know where your boundaries are and to respect them. And to keep in mind, those boundaries will always be changing. And so when we're talking about boundaries, we're talking about this idea that within each of us, there is a sense of what we enjoy sexually and otherwise, what we're willing to do, sexually and otherwise, and what is beyond that boundary. What are we not willing to do? What is not interesting to us? And what are the things that are actually like a turnoff or a hard boundary? And so you can think of this as kind of a spectrum. Like there may be some things that you don't love, but you're willing to do because your partner enjoys it or because it's good for your relationship. Like taking out the trash. Like who loves doing that? Maybe there's someone out there who really loves that, but most of us don't love taking out the trash, but we're willing to do it because it needs to be done. And sexually, like maybe your husband loves receiving oral sex and you don't love doing it, but you're willing to do it and you're happy to do it because it gives him so much pleasure. And so that's kind of in the gray zone where, you know, maybe it's not like on everyday menu, but you're willing to do it as a gift to your husband once in a while. But then maybe there's something that you absolutely do not want to do. And not only are you not willing to do it, but it is like uncomfortable for you or distasteful for you, or really just like turns you off and shuts you down. Those are the things you want to think about as beyond a hard boundary. Like that is out of play. And we all have those things. Like maybe it's sucking on toes. Like maybe your wife loves to have her toes sucked on, but you just cannot do it because it grosses you out and makes you want to retch. Whereas someone else may love sucking on her toes and like relish sucking on her toes, but that person is not her husband, so she doesn't get her toes sucked. And that's just kind of the way it is. And so what we're talking about here is like we all have to establish where our gray zone, where the willingness is, and where the hard boundary is. What are the things you are just simply not wanting to do at this moment in your sex life? And then the trick is to find the things that are in both of your comfort zones. Like what are you both excited about doing and interested in doing? And that's where you get to play together. And so when Charlotte mentioned this Venn diagram, like that's the idea is that you're each a circle and you each have your own interests and desires and fantasies. And then as a relationship, you overlap, but there are things that are not in that overlap.
And that's okay.
That's good.
It's normal. It's appropriate. Yeah.
And every relationship, like some relationships might have like an 80-20 overlap where like they have a lot of things in common and then a few things on the fringes. And some relationships may barely touch, like those circles might barely kiss. And there's only a few things that you mutually have of interest, but you're in a relationship for other reasons. And I think this is one of the things that like, as the pleasure mechanics, we're really trying to communicate is we need to have some maturity about our sex lives. And we need to understand that we are in a relationship for a lot of reasons. A relationship in this world is a partnership on a lot of different fronts. And your sex life can be amazing and fulfilling even if it doesn't touch all of your desires. Even if it doesn't complete you in this like Jerry Maguire sense, you know, like your partner does not have to be all things at all times for you. And when you partner with one person, whether you're in an open relationship or not, the sheer act of partnering with one person means that you're not partnering with the other 5-6 billion people on this planet, all of whom could offer you a different sexual experience and wake up different parts of your eroticism. So when you're with one person, the challenge and the joy and the gift is to find who you are with that one person. And if you're choosing to be in a relationship, you have the maturity of being like, this is where I am right now. I know that there are other options out there, but I'm not going to be a big baby about it and feel denied and feel like, oh, there's other things that I could be doing. No, you stay focused on the present and you make the best of it and you dedicate, you devote yourself to that relationship and go deep. Because there's always deeper you can go. There's always more fulfillment to find with this one person. And that's where I think that the juice is.
Right, because if you take this outside of the sexual context for a bit, like, I have an incredible desire to travel around the world all the time. I always want that. Does that mean it's Chris's obligation as my wife to make it possible for us to travel around the world at the drop of a hat? Absolutely not. It's a desire. It's a want. but it doesn't mean that it has to be translated into reality all the time.
But taking that metaphor further, like, we could get on a plane tomorrow and go to Paris.
Right.
And if you're in Paris and you're like, God, I wish I was in Fiji. Then you're not relishing being right. in Paris. Like, right. you can only be in one place at one time.
Right.
And if you want a long-term relationship, like, yeah, if you want to swing from vine to vine and have sex with, like, 1,000 people in your lifetime, go for it. You'll never be able to go deep, because going deep with one person requires time and commitment. And so if you want to commit to one person, you have to be in Paris when you're in Paris, and then find all of the joys that Paris has to give to you, and not spend your time in Paris fantasizing about Fiji.
Yeah, right. And not feel like you're entitled to that.
It's like, well, where's the fucking beach? It's like, well, there is no beach because you're in Paris. And then if you're in Fiji and you're like, God, I wish I had a croissant. It's like, you know, good luck.
Right.
And we could stretch this metaphor for all it's worth, but I hope you're getting the point that the real mature stance when you come to, like, your sexuality and having a fulfilled sex life, which is what the fantasy method is all about. It's about how to explore your erotic fantasy, name your authentic desires, so you can have a fulfilling sex life. But that doesn't mean you get to order up a menu of everything you've ever wanted to do and demand that of your partner. Because here's the thing. We really recommend that you never do something you don't want to do sexually just to please your partner. That is basically like self-inflicted sexual trauma. You're forcing yourself to override your boundaries, override your comfort, override your desire in order to please someone else. And that's letting your partner abuse you, essentially. And that may seem like strong language, but when it comes to the body's reality, it's true. So if your partner really wants to explore anal sex or spanking or bondage or public sex in the outdoors, like whatever it is that they're really wanting to do, if you're like, oh, I really don't want to do this, I'm not into it, and you force yourself to do it, your body is not going to be on board. Your arousal is not going to be on board. Your body is going to be in a state of stress. And then putting sex on top of that is a really quick formula to kill your libido, create a lot of stress in your sex life, drain the trust from your relationship, and create resentment. Like, that's going to be the result on one level or another. And that's not going to be a formula for future erotic adventures together. Like, your body is not going to trust you anymore. So no matter how small the boundary, whether it's like, I'm exhausted from my day, I know we have a sex date, but I really can't get it up to, like, have sex with you right now, but I'd love to massage and cuddle and just, like, talk and just chill out and relax together. Like, if that's your need in that moment, you have to take the time to express that and trust that your partner will meet you there. If your partner is asking for a really outlandish sexual fantasy that might be super hot to them and you think it's going to be a really big turn on for them and you're just like, absolutely not, you need to be able to express that and trust that you're not going to lose your partner.
Doing anything because you're afraid that you will lose your partner if you don't is really not a good setup for yourself to try and explore anything sexually. Like, it is not a good reason. And there is always that fear that you'll lose a partner because you don't want to do what they want to do. But holding on to your own integrity and being true to what is real for you is actually more important.
Can we talk about that word integrity? Because you know it's one of my favorite words. And how I define it is integrity is when you do what you say and you say what you mean. And you can trust yourself to do that. So it is about maintaining boundaries, but it's also about keeping your promises. And fundamental to any healthy relationship is this idea of integrity. It's like, if you're going to do something and if you say you're going to do it, I need to trust that you'll do it. And if you're going to do it, I need to trust that you're willing to do it and not doing it for some other peripheral reason. And if integrity in a relationship is lost, it's just as bad as losing trust, because integrity is a form of trust. And so if you're like, yeah, I'll do a threesome with you for your birthday, and then you're like miserable throughout it, you're not in integrity with what you're saying you want to do. And being out of integrity in your sex life is worse than not having done something in the first place. And so not only did you have a bad threesome, but you've then drained trust and integrity and you've kind of distanced yourself from one another, and it's a bad formula. So what can you do instead? Because I hear in your question, and for all of us, we're always wanting to expand our sense of what's erotically possible. We're wanting to, you know, experience new sexual things. So how do we keep that expanding without crossing our boundaries?
And it's such an important point, because we want to stay open as lovers to people's suggestions and desires and checking in about what, whether or not we want to do them, which it sounds like you are absolutely doing. And so the main cues we can use to try and figure this out is listening to our body and understanding our body's responses. So if you're thinking about a certain option that somebody has asked if you would try with them, checking with your body and seeing, am I feeling excited and scared? Which could be more of a, it makes me nervous because it's uncomfortable, but it's kind of exciting, which is more of a yes, like with some more conversations, with some boundaries in place, perhaps. Like, that's more of your body being open to responding versus, I just feel shut down. Like, I feel like my body is saying no.
Right. And so a yes is a sense of expansion and excitement. A no is a sense of contraction and shutting down and feeling kind of cold around a subject.
That's a great way of thinking about it. Each time you explore a different option, like, really try and be a detective about what your body is telling you.
And you can practice this in your everyday life. Like, if you're at a business meeting and they're like, hey, do you want to spearhead this committee? Like, ask for a few minutes or a few days to think about it. Think about both options. Like, take a minute and think in your mind, like, how would this feel to do this project? And notice how your body feels. Then think about how would it feel to say no to this project? And look at how your body feels and compare the two. And then see what your authentic response is. If you're thinking about going on a vacation and you're thinking between Paris and Fiji, for example, like, think about yourself in Paris, think about yourself in Fiji, and notice what your body says, because our body has all of this intelligence that we don't often tap into, and it's often the right answer. And we maybe get into this on another podcast some other time about listening to your body's intuition and intelligence. But for now, when you're thinking about your sexual desires and looking at your partner's sexual desires, you have to really tune in and understand your physical responses to the options at hand. And this might change over time. And this is why we say never in your sex life. Like, don't be like, no, I'm just not into that. Because you might be into it in a few years. Like, you can just say, you know, for right now, that doesn't feel right for me. Is there anything else you'd like to explore? You know? And this is where the yes, no, maybe spectrum comes in. There are things you can absolutely say yes to. Like, you want to give me a foot massage? Yes. Like, no questions asked. Anytime, I'm up for it. And there are things you can say no to for now. Like, you know, right now, that doesn't feel good to me. No. And then there's a spectrum of maybe, of like, well, maybe I could be into outdoor sex, but we'd have to be like really far away from the trails, and I'd have to feel like no one was going to see us, and it would have to feel really safe, and let's do it with a blanket nearby, so if anyone does come, we can throw it on top. Like, you can set those parameters in place where the maybe can become a yes, right? And so with every conversation you have, try not to be like, oh no, that's gross, I'm not into it. Because that's just like judgmental and closed-minded and really unsexy and doesn't create a safe space for your partner to share future desires with you. And one of those future desires might be something that you find really hot and could be an amazing part of your sex life together. So you want to create this open container where you can talk about things and explore them and be honest and have integrity. So those are the elements that are really important. Open-mindedness, non-judgmentalness, integrity, and honesty. Because in you saying no, that doesn't make the other person wrong for having the desire in the first place. You're not saying like, ew, that's gross. I can't even believe you would like ask me to do that. you're gross, stay away from me. Like, that's not a good formula either. You're just saying, for me right now, I can't do that with you. And then you trust in your relationship that it's strong enough to hold that no, because it's not a rejection. It's not like I'm rejecting you as a sexual being for having that desire. It's just saying, I can't play that with you today. Which in all the other parts of our lives, like your husband might be into a marathon running and he might go running 12 miles a day and you're like, fuck no, I'm not going to run with you. That's not my thing. Like, I go biking with my girlfriends. And he might hate getting on a bike because how his balls feel, like whatever it is. Like, or you might be really into like scary movies and your husband's just like, yeah, it's not my thing. Go on your own. Like, there's all these places in our lives where it's okay to have difference, but it somehow seems like in our sex life, we have to be completely on board together or it's a failure somehow. And no, that's not true. Like, you can both have really strong desires that are a big part of your sex life that you're not participating in with one another. And that doesn't mean anything is wrong with either of you or with your relationship.
Beautiful. And then there's always negotiation. If there are really strong desires that someone's having that you don't feel like you authentically can jump on board and be a part of, there are a couple of different options. One, you explore if within your relationship that's an option for them to explore with somebody else. You know, only certain relationships are going to be open to that, but that is an option for some people. And then you could be a part of it, watching, not be a part of it, you know, that whatever you feel like might be best for you. Another option is like, is there a tiny element of that desire that you can experiment with and embody? Some people are really into cross-dressing. Maybe as a partner, you don't feel comfortable like leaping immediately to them being fully dressed up and going out in public. But would you be open to exploring him wearing a pair of underwear, lacy underwear, that you go pick out together or that he picks out? You know, like, is there one element that feels a bit of a stretch for you, perhaps, but that you're open to exploring and seeing how that feels? You know, checking in afterwards. How did that feel? Was that good? And then possibly expanding it step by step if it's something that you do feel comfortable with. So there's negotiating if there's a way for the partner to get the needs met in some other way, or is that just like you agree that they explore it in fantasy or in porn or whatever? Or is there an element that you can just bring into your sex life that can give them the experience of having this fantasy be brought to life to some extent, but that in a way that feels comfortable for you?
And I totally agree with all of that, but I also really strongly want to reiterate this point that you do not have the responsibility of fulfilling all of your partner's fantasies. And we need to have the maturity to be like, you know, I just can't do any part of that. I don't want you exploring it with another person. And like within our relationship, not going to happen. And that is an okay option too. So explore all of those negotiating options and come up with what feels honest for you. Because again, on the emotional side of this, we need to have integrity and we need to be vulnerable enough to say, you know, honey, like that scares me, and it scares me to think about you doing it with someone else because I'm scared of losing you. And, you know, I really want you to feel happy with our sex life. So what can we do? But, you know, will you honor my no? And sometimes that is going to be okay.
Absolutely. So I think the main piece we really want you to get is that it's not selfish to have boundaries. It's really important that we honor our desires and our body. And it's also okay to have explored it in fantasy, think that you're up for it, get to actually doing something, and then not feel up for it. That is totally okay. We're allowed to have feelings that come up. Like, we're allowed to change. And maybe that means that those things are fun and sexy for you in fantasy, but they're not an actual desire that you want to enact. And that is also fine.
And what Charlotte's talking about, this split between fantasy and desire, is one of the main concepts in the fantasy method. And we've talked about it on previous episodes. But just to reiterate, fantasy is what happens in your imagination. It's the realm where anything is possible. It's purely imagination. And you can play with outlandish scenarios and enjoy the experience of your imagination. Desire is what you want to make happen in your actual life. And this distinction is one of the most essential pieces to put in place to give you the freedom to explore your erotic imagination and then know what are your authentic desires. And I think, you know, behind this listener's question and behind so many of our, you know, curiosities is this question of, do I enjoy that in fantasy alone, or is it something I really want in my actual life? Because there is so much more that you can enjoy in fantasy where there's no repercussions and there's no like negative outcomes because it's pure fantasy. It's like going to an action movie where you can blow up buildings and you can watch people get shoot up, and it's like there's none of the actual negative repercussions of violence versus being in that scenario in real life, which might be incredibly traumatic. So in sexual fantasy, you can explore anything and be turned on by it, because that's kind of the gift of the human imagination, is our bodies respond with arousal to what's in our imaginations alone. And that can be super fun. But when you're bringing it into your actual sex life and your actual relationship, like, you have to be much more careful about knowing what your body actually desires, where your boundaries are, and what you really want to make happen. And that's where boundaries become essential. So you need to know, like, yeah, it really turns me on to make love with another woman, with you in bed, and I'm excited about exploring threesomes, but here are my boundaries around it. Like, this is what I want to happen. This is what can't happen. And once you're clear with that, a lot more becomes possible. And boundaries are not a negative thing. They're very freeing. When you know where your boundaries are, you're free to play. You trust one another. You have integrity. You have honesty. And you can go much deeper. When you don't have boundaries, you get walked all over. You become a doormat. That's just the reality of it.
Yeah, it's interesting, this idea of what it means to be a sexually liberated person. Some people would say that means being open to doing anything and everything, and I would disagree, and probably you would too, Chris, that we think that that means being really connected to what you authentically desire and want and are able to express that and communicate that and negotiate around it, but that it's around really honoring your own authentic expression of what erotically turns you on and delights you, and creating a life around that. And that has a lot of healthy boundaries, and that is okay. And it is not selfish.
Yes. And I 100% agree with that, that to be truly sexually liberated, to be truly sexually free, you have to really get to know who you are in this moment and tap into what your body wants and what your life wants from your sexuality. Like, what do you need right now to feel sexually fulfilled? And expect that to change over the years. Be curious about what's coming next, but be really honest about what you need right now from your relationship, from your sex life, and be able to communicate that. Like, that is the ticket to sexual nirvana. And we are here to guide you every step of the way as you explore that for yourself. If anyone has any questions around this topic, feel free to get in touch. We're always here for you. And better yet, join the Pleasure Mechanics community. It's our brand new online, private, members-only website where you get to discuss this topic and everything else we cover in our podcast in a safe, supportive, sex-positive community of fellow Pleasure Mechanics listeners and community members from all around the world. And this is where the power is when you get to join this community and have these honest conversations and see what's going on with other people, get their feedback, hear what strategies are working for them in their sex life, and together we can move forward in creating the sex life of our dreams and the sex culture that we all want to live in together. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/community to find out more. Join now our offer of a free video guide of your choice to the first 100 members is open still, but slowly running out as our membership fills up. And our doors are open. We would love to have you on board. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/community and see what it's all about. We'd love to see you on the inside.
So to the listener who wrote this question, Tied Up Kitten, and to everyone else who is listening, I hope there was something in here that was useful for you as you explore your own desires, your partner's desires, and where they overlap.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.